同的动机来跟从耶稣。
They probably did it out of different motives.
有的人也许听过耶稣讲道。
Some people have heard Jesus preaching.
啊，跟随耶稣不错。
Oh, it's good to follow Jesus.
跟耶稣呢，常常有新的道理来听。
We always learn new truth from Jesus.
有的人却看过耶稣所行的神迹。
People have seen how he performed miracles.
啊，跟随耶稣不错。
It's good to follow Jesus.
跟随耶稣常常可以有些新东西来看。
We can see new wonderful things.
有些人也许动机好一点。
Some people have better motives.
他们听过耶稣说将来有一天他要再来。
And they heard Jesus that he will come back again one day.
他的门徒要跟他一同来做王。
Disciples want to be a king ruling with him.
啊，将来我们会跟耶稣一同做王。
To be kings ruling with Jesus.
不过将来要跟着耶稣一同做王啊，那么今天最好跟耶稣拉好关系。
If I will be a king one day, I better have a good relationship with Jesus.
这些人跟从耶稣是跟从耶稣了。
Even though those people are following Jesus,
但是可能他们出于很多错误的动机跟从耶稣。
They might be doing it out of many wrong motives.
那一个人如果要跟从耶稣的动机错误了，
If we follow Jesus out of wrong motives,
他跟从主的道路一定不会走得好。
The way we follow Jesus' path is not, it's not going to be good.
道路顺利的时候，一切都容易的时候，
If everything is smooth and ideal,
对我有益处或者按着我的心意行的时候
advantageous to me,
那么大家都很快乐地跟随耶稣了
I will follow Jesus happily.
但是如果跟从耶稣的道路上面有了困难
But if I encounter difficulties,
需要有代价需要付
if I have to pay price,
这条路不是按着我的意思来行
this road is not going according to my way.
那么这些人可能就离开了耶稣了
probably those people will fallFall away from following.
我们看见过很多跟随耶稣的人就是如此。
We have seen a lot of people follow Jesus in such a manner.
顺利的时候合乎我的心意，我跟从耶稣。
When it's good and smooth sailing, we follow Jesus.
但是遇到困难了，有代价需要付了，转开离开了耶稣了。
When we have difficulty and we encounter problems, we
愿意跟耶稣一同享福。
We want to enjoy the good things of Jesus.
但是却不肯为了主的缘故付代价。
But we are not willing to pay the price for Jesus.
当然，他根本就不明白他为什么跟从耶稣。
Of course, he never realized what's the meaning of following Jesus.
他自然不会肯为主的缘故来付代价。
So naturally, he is not willing to pay the price for Jesus.
所以主耶稣在这里讲了这段教训呢。
So Jesus was preaching this truth here.
这里告诉我们跟随主耶稣需要付的一些个代价。
It talks about what kind of price we need to pay when we follow Jesus.
主耶稣不是不要这些人跟从他。
Jesus doesn't mean that he did not want those people to follow him.
但是他主要他们明白他们为什么要跟从他。
But he wants those people to really know the reason why they follow him.
如此他们才能够在必要的时候为了主的缘故付上应当付的代价。
So in the necessary circumstances, they will pay the price.
这里我们看见主耶稣给我们讲了，你可以说有四个条件。
Here we can see Jesus have four requirements.
或者说主要四种人来跟从他。
Or he wants four kind of people to follow him.
那我们简单的把这几个条件来看一看。
So we will look at these few requirements.
头一个在第二十六、二十七两节，主耶稣说呀。
The first requirement is recorded in verses 26 and 27.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过一切。
If anyone come to me and does not hate any everything else.
他不配做我的门徒。
He cannot be my disciple.
人若不背起他的十字架来跟从我，他不配。做我的门徒。
Anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
主耶稣说：“我要你们做我的门徒。”
Jesus said, "I want you to be my disciple."
但是你需要付上一个代价来做我的门徒。
But you have to pay the price to be my disciple.
第二个条件，主耶稣说。
Second requirement, Jesus said.
第二是八节到三十节。
From 28 verse to verse 30.
你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费，能盖成不能呢？
Suppose one of you wants to build a tower, will he not first sit down and estimate the price to see if he has enough money to complete it?
主耶稣要我们为他来盖楼。
Jesus wants us to build a tower for him.
需要付上代价。
We have to pay the price.
付上代价来为他为主做建造的工人。
To pay the price to be a builder for God.
第三个条件，第三十、三十一节、三十二节，主耶稣说。
The third requirement is recorded in verse
31. 三十一、三十二。
Verse 31 and 32.
一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先做下酌量，能用一万兵去敌那领二万兵来攻打他的吗？
Suppose a king is about to go out to war against another king, will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one who is coming against him with 20,000?
领一万兵去抵挡那领两万兵的来，这个仗不容打。
It's not easy to lead 10,000 men to oppose the enemy who has 20,000.
需要付上一代价。
We have to pay the price.
要跟从主，需要付上代价，为主去作战。
If we have to follow Jesus, we have to pay the price to war against the enemy.
第四个条件，第三十三节需要一点解释。
The fourth requirement is in verse 33. It needs some explanation.
等一下，我们会解释这些圣经。
We will explain this later.
这些圣经是 主耶稣告诉我们说，我们如果要跟从主，需要付上代价去为他做见证。
He says, if we want to follow Jesus, we have to pay the price to be willing to give testimony for him.
好，我们现在简单的把这四个条件来思想一下。
Let's meditate on these four requirements.
首先，一个人要跟从主，他需要爱主胜过一切。
First of all, for one to follow Jesus, he or she has to love Jesus above everything or anybody else.
他需要背起十字架来跟从主。
He has to take up the cross and follow Jesus.
否则他不配做主的门徒。
Otherwise, he is not worthy to be the disciple of Jesus.
那么在那个时候呢，门徒这个字多半是指着一个学生要向老师来学习。
At that time, disciples indicate.Students learning from a teacher.
主耶稣是我们的师父。
Jesus is our teacher.
主耶稣说：“你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。”
Jesus said, "You have to bear my yoke and learn of me."
我们如果要学习主，
if we have to learn from Jesus,
他没有爱任何事情过于他爱天父、爱神。
Jesus never loved anything more than his love for the Heavenly Father.
他没有不肯背起十字架来走神要他走的道路。
He never refused to bear the cross for the Heavenly Father.
那我们需要负主的轭，学主的样式。
We have to bear his yoke and learn of Jesus.
如果我们要学主的样式，我们需要学主怎么样爱主胜过一切。
If we have to learn from Jesus, we have to learn how to love the Father more than anything else.
爱我胜过自己的父母、妻子、儿女。
To love Jesus more than your father, mother, or your wife of your children.
这个对今天的社会，对今天的基督徒是多么大的一个挑战。
It is such a great challenge to Christians nowadays.
特别在美国这个社会里边，
Especially in the American society,
家庭在我们人一般人的生活观念里边占着一个超过一切的这么一个地位。
The family has occupied a supreme position in a person's life.
甚至于很多时候，就是为了家庭的缘故，我们跟从主的道路受了拦阻。
Sometimes it becomes a barrier of following Jesus.
家庭之间彼此的爱是一个神圣的恩赐。
The love within the family member is a holy love indeed.
但是这个神圣的恩赐，如果我们用错了地方，可能成为我们生命中的一个咒诅。
If this holy blessedness is being used wrongly, it will become a curse in our life.
人的仇敌是他自己家里的人。
A man's enemy is a member of his family.
为什么人的仇敌是他自己家里的人呢？
Why an enemy is from your family?
我们不为爱别的东西或者爱别的人爱得那么强，叫我们去违背主。
Because nothing else in the world or nothing or nobody else will cause us to go against Christ.
但是爱家人。就可能有这个危险。
but if we love our family member, it will have such a danger.
今天主就在对我们说这个话。
Today, Christ is talking to us in this manner.
你能够爱我胜过甚至于你自己的家人吗？
Can you love me more than your family members?
否则的话，我们不配做主的门徒。
Otherwise, we are not worthy to be his disciple.
神要我们把这个神圣的爱交在他的手里面。
God wants us to commit to him this holy love.
如果这个爱是神所悦纳的，
If this love is being accepted by him,
我们不愿意把这个爱交在他的手里面。
If we submit the love in Jesus' hand,
主耶稣把它接过来，
Jesus will take it in,
把它分别为圣。
And was consecrated.
再赐回给我们，
and will give it back to us.
可能成为我们生命里边更大的一个祝福。
And it will be adding additional blessing in our life.
但是如果我们把这个抓住，认为这是我应有的一个权利，
but if we keep hanging on to it and claiming it as one of your rights,
这个可能成为我们属灵生命的一个拦阻。
It will become a barrier in our spiritual life.
爱我胜过一切。
Jesus said to love me more than anything else.
否则的话，我们不配做主的门徒。
Otherwise, we are not worthy to be his disciple.
而且我们要背起十字架来跟从主。
Besides that, we have to carry our cross and follow him.
背十字架这句话，今天我们听的比十年、二十年前，比较少了。
The message about bearing the cross and following Jesus, we are hearing less and less nowadays.
今天我们做基督徒不需要为主来付代价了。
Today's Christian seems like we do not have to pay the price for Jesus.
做基督徒不需要做任何的牺牲。
To be a Christian, we do not need any more sacrifices.
在这个社会里边，做基督徒是一个很受欢迎的一件事情。
In this society, it's a very good thing to be a Christian.
为这个原因，今天基督徒不知道什么叫做为主付代价。
So Christians in this society never realize what's the meaning of paying the price for Jesus.
当然，我们为主的缘故，有的时候我们会付上很多的。金钱呢、啊、时间呢、啊、等等。
Of course, for the sake of Jesus, we give of our money and of our time.
但是我们的金钱、时间的奉献，算得上一个牺牲吗？算得上一个代价吗？
But our money and our time, are they counted as sacrificial?
有谁为了奉献金钱给神的工作而自己少吃过一餐饭呢？
Is there anybody that has given money to God that he will not have enough to eat?
我们觉得我们做到了我们应尽的本分了，我们很满足了。
Oh, we thought we have performed our duty. It's very satisfactory already.
今天做基督徒人不知道什么叫做牺牲了。
Christians nowadays do not realize what is true sacrifice.
今年的春天，香港他们。有一个叫做好像福音遍传运动，要把福音传遍香港。
Oh, they have a movement to preach the gospel all over Hong Kong this spring.
为这工作呢，他们组织了一些个大规模的祷告会。
For this, they organize big prayer meetings.
有一次他们举行一个通宵的祷告。
One time they have prayer all through the night.
那么有一次，一个传道的做传道的弟兄就跟我讲啊。
And one time, a minister talked to me.
我教会有几个弟兄，他们真是很肯为主付代价呀。
Oh, they have several brothers and sisters in my church. They are willing to pay the price for Jesus.
在通宵祷告会，他们在那里祷告到夜里两点钟。
They pray in that through the night prayer meeting until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
当然，祷告到两点钟是件好事。
Of course, it's nice to pray for God to God until 2 a.m. in the morning.
祷告到两点钟就是付代价了。
Is it a sacrificial paying the price?
有一次香港那边有一个教会，一个很大的教会，请我去讲培灵会。
One time in Hong Kong, there's a big church asking me to preach in one of a revival meeting.
第一天我去的时候，我讲到以前呢，那个主任牧师先做了一点介绍。
Before I preach, the one in charge, the chairman introduced me.
他介绍完了，我都不知道怎么讲了。
I do not know how to respond to him.
他说今天呢，弟兄姊妹们付了很大的代价来听到。
Brothers and sisters, today you pay a lot of price to come here to listen to the sermon.
为什么付什么代价呢
？What kind of price do they pay?
八点钟有一个什么什么电视节目，一个粤语长剧，大家把那个牺牲来听到。
Because 8 o'clock that night they have a big series on the television.
九点钟另外的一个什么节目，大家都把那个牺牲了来听到。
And they also sacrifice another program at 9 p.m. that night.
祷告祷告到两点钟，放弃一个电视节目，这个就是一般人所认为的代价。
To pray until 2 a.m. in the morning to sacrifice a few television program to people, they are paying the price for Jesus.
一般人不知道什么叫付代价。
Most people do not realize what's the true meaning of paying the price.
为了侍奉主，我把我的去什么地方旅行度假呢？把它推延迟了一个礼拜，这是大的代价。
In order to serve Christ, we let go of a special trip to here and there. Is this paying the price?
今天我们基督徒不知道什么叫做付代价。
We do not realize what is paying the price.
但是将来有一天，说不定主要把我们放在一个环境里边，叫我们为了主的缘故。真的需要付上一个代价。
But maybe one of these days, God will put us in a circumstances that we will truly have to pay our price for Him.
我们预备好来付这个代价吗
？Are we ready, prepared yet to pay this price?
今天早上吃饭的时候，我和一些个弟兄姊妹谈到一些个事情。
During breakfast this morning, I've been discussing something with brothers and sisters.
两年多以前，我在北京遇到一个传道的弟兄。
Two years ago, I met a brother in Peking.
其实我早就跟他间接有些个来往。
I have been knowing him for quite a while.
为了福音的缘故，他被放逐到黑龙江去，22年的时间。
For the sake of the gospel, he's been exiled to 黑龙江 for 22 years.
现在政府的政策稍微松一点了。
And now the government has loosened their policy.
他被放回来了。
Now he's released and he can return home.
但是今天仍然没有公民权。
But today he still has no citizenship.
所以在政府的眼中呢，他这个人还不存在啊。
To a government, this person is not really existing.
如果不存在呢，就是说他没有户口，没有户口呢就没有粮票。
If he doesn't exist, he doesn't have a bank account, and he doesn't have the ticket to meals.
在中国的那个用那个rationing 那个粮票
meals ticket.
已经60多岁的弟兄了。
He is in his 60s already.
就是为了福音的缘故。
For the sake of the gospel.
付上极大的代价。
He paid tremendous price.
当我见到他跟他有交通的时候
，When I have fellowship with him，
他跟我讲到他现在做的是什么。
He told me what he was doing at that time.
因为他没有户口啊，所以他不可以买那个坐 bus 的那个月票。
He cannot have a bus ticket either.
因为没有户口。
Because he doesn't have that account.Status.
他还不是一个公民呢，就是这个人不存在啊。
He has no citizenship rights.
那么所以呢，他需要到什么地方就需要走路，因为一次一次付钱呢，那个比较贵。
So wherever he goes, he has to walk because it's very expensive to keep paying.
他跟我讲，昨天他去探了某某弟兄。
So he told me, yesterday I went to visit somebody.
这个他探的这个弟兄呢，我知道。
That person that he visited, I knew him.
离他家住的地方走路2个钟头。
It was 2 hours of walk away from his home.
他说前天他去探某某人。
He said a day before I visited somebody else.
是我一个朋友的父亲。
Is a father of my friend.
这个他就前天带这个人信主了。
And then he has led that person to Christ.
照样需要走两个钟头的路。
He need to walk for 2 hours.
没有一点埋怨的心。
He has no complaint whatsoever.
因为他没有户口，所以他不能够做工。
Because of lack of status, he cannot work.
为什么呢
？Why?
为了福音的缘故。
For the sake of the gospel.
这是这里我所说的这个代价。
This is what I talk about, the paying of the price.
不是因他自己的错。
It's not because of his own fault.
如果不是为主的缘故，他不需要付的代价。
If it's not for the sake of Christ, he does not have to pay this price.
若不是为福音的缘故，他不需要受的这个痛苦。
If it's not for the sake of the gospel, he does not have to go through the pain.
这是这里主所说的。
This is what Christ says here.
背起你的十字架来跟从主。
To carry your cross and follow me.
今天我们不知道什么叫做为主受苦。
Today we don't know how to what is suffering for Christ's sake.
但是主耶稣说，如果你不肯背起你的十字架来跟从我。
But Jesus said, if you are not willing to carry your cross and follow me,
你不配做我的门徒。
You are not worthy to be my disciple.
今天我们愿意不愿意把我们对家庭的那个爱把它交在主的手里面。
Today are we willing to offer to in God's hand the family love?
我们愿意不愿意为了主的缘故甘心乐意付上一些个别人不需要付的代价？
Are we willing to pay the kind of price that other people do not have to pay?
但是我们为了主的缘故我们愿意。
But for the sake of Christ, we are willing.
然后第二条件主耶稣对我们说呀，
The second requirement Jesus said,
你们哪一个要盖一座楼不先坐下算计花费能盖成不能呢？
Whichever of you wants to build a tower,You will first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you can finish it or not.
那我们这个中文的这个楼字啊，在这个 NIV 翻成 tower 翻得非常很好。
Chinese is translated as building, but NIV has a good translation. It's translated tower.
因为这里所讲的这个楼不是一个普通的楼。
This is not an ordinary building.
这个字用了一个很特别的字。
It is a very special word here.
因为当时的犹太人，他们多半都是一些个小的农人。
At that time, the Jewish people, they are small farmers.
家里有一块田，种一点葡萄、橄榄，这个是他一家的生活。
They will have a little piece of land to plant olives or vineyard.
一年到晚要殷勤的在这个田园里边工作。
All year round, they work hard on their little farm.
全家的生活都靠这个田园。
Their livelihood depends on that.Piece of land.
但是如果单单做工啊，你把庄稼种得好好。
Just by working and working hard on your land.
那等到庄稼收成的时候，有贼来偷去你的庄稼了。
What happened when the harvest came in and the thief came?
或者有野兽来把你的庄稼破坏了。
Or the wild animal came in to destroy your farm.
你虽然努力殷勤的工作，但是到时候可能没有收成。
Even though you work so hard, maybe at that time you get nothing.
所以呢，他们需要在田里边建起一个小小的楼来。
That's why they need to build a tower, in that farmland.
站在这个楼顶，可以看见自己整个的家园。
They're standing up on that watchtower to look after their farmland.
有贼来了，或者有野兽来了，你可以看见。
When there are thieves coming or wild animal coming, they can see it from.
所以这里主用的这个字啊，是指的那个守望的楼的那个字说的。
Jesus is talking about a watchtower over here.
主耶稣今天就对我们在说这个话。
Jesus is talking to us today.
我们如果要叫我们的生命能够真正建立起来，
If we really want to build up our spiritual life,
我们必须要用功夫付上代价来建立起生命这个守望的楼来。
We have to work hard and build our life and build this watchtower.
否则的话，你可能很殷勤。
Otherwise, you work so hard.
你可能做很多功夫。
You spend a lot of energy in it.
但是到时候可能所做的工作没有属灵的收成。
Or maybe at that time you will never get the spiritual harvest.
工作是做了，但是在主的面前没有收成。
You have done the job, but you cannot get your harvest.
但是守望的工作却是多么难做的一件事情。
The job of keeping watch is very difficult indeed.
如果我做点工作
，If I just do a job，
站起来讲一堂道
，Oh, just stand up here and preach a sermon，
教一堂主日学
teach a Sunday school class，
站起来献一首诗
，Or stand up to offer a solo，
在教会里面做招待
，Or to be an usher in the church，
去做一次探访
，Or be a visiting，
我们可以做很多的工作。
We can do many things.
啊，做完了，别人知道，哎呀，这某某人很殷勤，很爱主。
And people can say that, oh, you really love the Lord.
但是，自己关上门，跪在主的面前来做守望的工作。
But to close your inner door and pray to God and keep watch in front of God.
谁知道
？Who will know this?
在人看来，好像是一个费力不讨好的工作。
To people, it really is a, you know, a waste of time.
我在这讲道的时候，大家可以一听我的讲章就知道我用功没用功夫了。
When I'm standing here to preach the sermon, you can tell if I work hard or not on this sermon or not.
但是我不能站起来报告说，昨天晚上我用了三个钟头讲道，祷告。
But I cannot stand here and announce that I've spent 3 hours praying last night.
用功夫在神的面前等待，在人看来是一个费力不讨好的工作。
To spend your energy keeping watch in front of the Lord to people is a waste of time.
但是如果我们不用时间来做守望的工作
，But if we do not use time to keep watch，
我们可能一年到晚殷勤努力。
Maybe from year beginning to the year end we work so hard，
但是我们所做的。却结不出属灵的果子来啊！
What we have done will never come into harvest.
所做的只不过是我肉体的一些个活动表现。
They are just activities performed by flesh.
没有真正属灵的果效。
There's no spiritual overtone.
很多时候我们看见有很多的活动，很多的工作。
A lot of time there's a lot of activities, a lot of ministries.
但是却见不到真正属灵的果效。
We cannot see the spiritual fruits being yielded.
用时间在主的面前，先来做守望的工作。
Spend time in front of the Lord and keep watch.
用时间等待在主的面前，来不单读神的话。
To spend time and wait in front of the Lord to read His word.
守望是防备敌人呐。
Keeping watch is to defend yourself against the enemy.
防备敌人对我们的攻击或者罪恶在我们身上的那种破坏。
Defense against the attack from the enemies.
用时间在神的面前，给神有一个机会向我们的心讲话。
Spend time in front of God to allow God to talk to us.
提醒我们，指出来我们生命里面有什么是不应当有的东西。
Point to us to warn us.What are those things that should not be existing in our life?
中国人太过保守。
The Chinese are pretty conservative.
美国人呢是很外向，容易表达自己。
Americans, they are very outgoing. They express themselves freely.
那这是一个好处。
It's an advantage.
但是很多时候，我们就去学了美国人的那个好处。
A lot of time we go and learn the advantage.
而用到了一个错的地方。
But we use the good point in the wrong way.
在属灵生命里面，我们就要做一些活动，有些个表现，给人看见我们自己的成就。
In the spiritual area, we want to perform on the outside all the activities to show other people.
但是不肯用时间在神的面前来做守望的工作。
We are not willing to spend time in front of God to keep watch.
没有属灵的果子结出来。
Will have no spiritual fruit.
在旧约雅歌书第二章给我们一个很美的比喻。
In the Old Testament, in the Song of Solomon, there is a beautiful illustration.
在那里我们记得舒拉密的女子被带到所罗门王的面前。
Here, the Shulamite's girl was brought in front of Solomon King.
她在那里享受到和王的甜美的交通。
She was enjoying the beautiful fellowship with the king.
坐在王的苹果树的荫下，觉得甘甜。
She was sitting in the shadow of the apple tree and having a very enjoyable time.
那一个属灵的生命如果没有不会享受和主的交通，这个生命不能要长进。
If your spirit, in your spiritual life, you cannot enjoy fellowship with the Lord, your life will never grow.
但是主在我们身上的心意啊，却不是停在这个地方。
But God doesn't want us to just stay at the stage of enjoying.
不是让我们单单享受和主的交通。
Not just enjoying the fellowship with Him.
所以所罗门王对苏拉米尼女子说：“你跟我出去收割庄稼。”
So King Solomon said.Please come with me, and we will reap for the harvest.
到葡萄园去，到橄榄园去。
We will go to the vineyard, go to the olive field.
要去接收成那些个葡萄，收成那些个无花果。
We will harvest the grapes and the olives.
不过呀，所罗门王对他说：“你在能够收成以前，你先要做一件工作。”
But King Solomon said, "Before you harvest, you have to do certain thing first."
去捉拿园里的那个小狐狸。
You have to catch those little foxes in the field.
这好像很特别哈。
It's very special.
为什么不捉大狐狸？为什么单捉小狐狸呢
？Why do we just catch the little foxes, not the big ones?
我不晓得大家有没有看过小狐狸。
Have you seen little foxes before?
我在动物园里边看过。
I have seen them in the zoo.
很小的，刚生下来不久的小狐狸，比个小狗还小。
A little newborn fox is smaller than a small dog.
这个东西很可爱的。
It's very lovely.
没有危险的。
It's not dangerous.
因为那牙还没有生出来啊。
Because the teeth are not out yet.
就算你把手放在嘴里，也不会伤害你。
It's not. It won't hurt you if you put your finger in the mouth.
很可爱，没有危险的一个东西。
Very lovely and not dangerous.
为什么去捉它呢
？Why do you catch those lovely little things?
不错，是很可爱，是没有危险。
Yeah, it's indeed very lovely and not dangerous.
但是有那个小狐狸存在呀、啊，它能够把葡萄树刚开那个花把它咬下来。
But to have those little foxes around, they will eat up all the flowers of the grape tree.
把无花果树刚结的那个小果子，它把它咬下来。
They will eat up the little tender young fruit.
有这些个小狐狸存在，你的园子里没有收成了，没有果子了。
You will have no harvest if those foxes are around.
在我们的生命里面就是这样。
In our spiritual life, it's the same.
我们是基督徒了，信了主的人，生命里面也许不会有一些个大狐狸。
We are Christian already. Maybe in our life we have no big foxes.
我们不会做那种很危险、很可怕的事情。
We will not do horrible and dangerous things.
我没有听说基督徒去偷啊、去抢啊、杀人放火呀、啊、这些个事情。感谢主。
I've never heard of Christian committing big crimes.
但是那些个小的狐狸，那些个小罪怎么样呢
？But how about the little sins?
看起来很可爱，在世人眼中。不会叫主的名受羞辱。
On the outside, it looks pretty lovely. It's not causing shame to God.
没有危险。
They are not dangerous.
骄傲怎么样呢
？How about pride?
骄傲这个东西啊，在世人的眼中很可爱不？
Pride,
没有什么危险不
？Pride to the non-believer is a very lovely thing. They are not dangerous at all.
世人。不说这是骄傲，说这个人很有骨气啊。
He said that person has self-confidence.
贪爱世界怎么样呢
？How about loving the world?
做了基督徒了，你信耶稣信的着迷了，你都不知道怎么样享受世界了。
Oh, is that does that mean that to be a Christian you cannot enjoy the world?
那这个不好，我们应该做的叫世人看起来我们基督徒也会跟他们一样享受啊。
Oh, we should let the non-believers that we enjoy ourselves too.
小罪。
Little sins.
我是一个有名的人，你应该尊重我。
I'm a famous person. person. You should respect me.
我是一个有地位的人，你应该尊重我。
I'm a person of prominence.
我有经验，我什么都会做。
I have experience. I can do many things.
你不尊重我，你不尊重我，下次我不做了。
If you do not respect me, I will not do it for you next time.
我会讲道，我讲得到，你要听。
I can preach. You better listen to me.
你不听，你不听，下次我不讲了。
If you don't listen to me next time, I will not come and preach.
爱自己过于人，过于一切。
Love yourself above anything else.
把自己看得比别人都重要。
To elevate yourself over other people.
自己的意见比别人的意见都重要。
Your opinion are more important than other people's.
属灵的懒惰。
Spiritual laziness.
贪爱世界。
To love the world.
小事情啊，在世人面前，这个不会叫主的名受亏损吧？
It's a little thing in a believer's eye, they will not cause shame to the Lord.
也许是小事。
Maybe they are little things.
但是就是因为有些小狐狸存在，葡萄园、无花果园没有收成，结不出果子来了。
But because of the existence of the little crops, the vineyard will never have harvest.
就是因为我们没有用时间在主的面前来守望，来等待。
Because we are not willing to wait in front of the Lord.
没有给主一个机会来提醒我们在什么地方我们应该对付自己。
Not giving God the chance to tell us how we should deal with our sin.
忙，一天到晚忙，做了很多工作，有很多表现。
We surround ourselves with.Busy things here and there, getting very busy.
但是最终结不出属灵的果子来。
At the end, we will not yield spiritual fruit.
如果你们要跟从我
，If you want to follow me,
用时间建造你生命的这个守望的楼来。
Spend time and build the watchtower for me.
然后第三件事情，主耶稣给我们讲的呀。
The third requirement, Jesus said,
跟从主，我们要做一个为主作战的兵丁。
We have to be a warrior for God.
那这个比喻啊，三十一节到三十二节这个比喻是一个很难解释的比喻。
The illustration in verses 31 and 32 are pretty difficult.
我们不能用时间来解释那些个详细的困难了。
I cannot explain in detail.
因为这里说，如果你要带一万兵去跟两万兵打仗，你打不过他了，你去赶快去跟他求和。
10,000 men to oppose 20,000 men, and if you cannot fight them, you go and ask for terms of peace.
No. 我们信耶稣的人，我们属主的人，就面临那个强大的敌人。
Christians are facing a tremendous enemy.
撒旦在很多方面看起来好像比我们势力还强。
Satan.In many ways, looks like he's very powerful, more powerful than the Christians.
看一看今天的社会。
Look at the society today.
黑暗的势力永远好像比属神的势力更加强。
The thing of the dark is more powerful.
抵挡神的势力比教会的势力永远强。
To the thing against God is more powerful than the thing of the church.
怎么办呢？我们应该去跟撒旦妥协吗？
Do we yield ourselves to Satan then?
为这个原因，我说这个比喻很难解释啊。
So it is very difficult to explain.
很多解经的人用很多的功夫来解释这个比喻。
A lot of Bible expositors use a lot of time to explain.
我们不必来思想那些困难了。简单的来说，从这个比喻，我们可以得到至少两个教训。
We should look at it in a simple way here.
首先，每一个基督徒，只要你真是属主耶稣的。你一定会面对着一个强大的敌人。
First of all, Christian, if you belong to God, you will face a very strong enemy.
如果你真的样样的事情真正按着主的旨意行
，If everything you do is according to God's will,
你一定会遇到敌人的攻击。
For sure, you will encounter Satan's attack.
我们不用在这方面好像自己欺骗自己，说我顺服主了，我就一切顺利了。
We do not have to cheat ourselves that we believe in Jesus, everything goes well with me.
没那回事。
Not such a thing exists.
你越顺服主，你越按着主的旨意行，你的生活中大概困难越多。
The more you are obedient to Christ, the more the difficulties will come to you.
敌人比我们强大。
The enemies are stronger than us.
世界的势力比我们更聪明。
The worldly power is more, is.Wiser than us.
很多事情，他们的权柄比我们更强。
they have greater power than us.
但是我们可以放心一件事情。
But we can relax.
虽然我们自己抵挡不了撒旦的势力。
Even though we ourselves cannot win over Satan.
主已经胜过了这个世界。
Our Lord Jesus has won over the world.
问题是我们到底站在哪一边？我们是不是站在主的这一边？
The problem is where we are standing. Are we standing on the side of Christ?
如果我们站在主的边，主的这边，最终主会带领我们走上那个胜利的道路。
If we are on the Lord's side, we will go in the path of the triumph.
跟随主的生活不是一帆风顺，不会没有困难。
To follow Jesus doesn't mean that it is a smooth sailing.
相反，一个真正跟随主的人，在生活中会有很多的考验，会有很多撒旦的攻击。
On the other hand, if you truly follow Christ, you will have a lot of difficulties and attacks from the Satan.
如果一个基督徒在跟随主的道路上面呢，一点困难都没有。
If Christian, in your walk with Christ, you have encountered no difficulties at all.
没有人反对你。
Nobody opposed you.
你为主的缘故不需要付一点代价。
You never have to pay any price for Christ.
没有人批评你，没有人给你有什么困难。
Nobody criticized you. Nobody give you a hard time.
我们需要重新想一想，到底我们是跟随谁？
We better reevaluate ourselves. Who are we following?
在撒旦做掌权的这个世界，如果你跟随主，你的生活中不能没有困难。
In a world controlled by Satan, your life will only have difficulties.
如果没有，可能我们站的立场有问题。
If we have no problem, no difficulties, maybe the position we're standing are questionable.
另外一方面呢，我觉得这个比喻给我们的教训呢。
On the other hand, this illustration gives us another teaching.
虽然在我们走的这条路上可能遇到很多的攻击。
Even though in our path for Christ, we have a lot of difficulties and attacks.
但是我们却永远不能够向撒旦妥协。
But we will never, never surrender to Satan.
那在社会上做过事的人都会知道这样的事情。
When you're working in a society, you know such a thing.
无论在什么岗位上面，黑暗的势力会向我们施压力。
Wherever you work, the power of the darkness always put a pressure on us.
如果我们要向撒旦妥协，也许暂时你会得到一点方便，一点好处。
If we yield to Satan, maybe temporarily we have some advantages.
但是长远计。在属灵生命上需要付的代价就太大了。
But in the long run, the price you pay for your spiritual life is too big indeed.
永远不要向黑暗的势力妥协。
Never yield to the power of darkness.
也许不妥协的时候需要付一个代价。
Maybe by not yielding, you have to pay a price.
但是这个代价值得的。
But the price is worthy of paying.
只要我们是在跟从主。
Only we have to follow Christ.
然后第四个条件这里告诉我们说，如果我们要跟从主，一方面我们要做门徒向他学习。
If we have to follow Jesus, we have to be a disciple to learn from him.
把情感就在他的手里边。
We yield our emotion in his hand.
为他的缘故愿意付上一个代价。
For his name's sake, we are willing to pay the price.
背起十字架来跟从主。
Carry the cross and follow Jesus.
为主来做一个建造的工人。
For Jesus' sake, we are willing to build a tower, watchtower.
建造起我们那个守望的工作来。
To build up the job of waiting and watching.
我们要为他去做兵丁，为他作战。
We will be a soldier for Christ.
付代价，需要付代价。
Need to be paid. The price need to be paid.
然后第四件事情，我们需要为他做一个见证人。
We need to.Give testimony for him.
第三十三节说，这样无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
Verse 33 said, in the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
那这里用的门徒这个字在字面上和二十六、二十七节那个字一样。
The disciples, it looks like the same as verse 26 and 27.
但是因为句子的构造不一样，那个用法的意义不同。
because of the different structure of the sentence, the usage is different here.
26节、27节讲那个门徒是指的学生向老师学习那么样做门徒。
26 and 27 is talking about a student learning from a teacher.
但是第33节这里讲的门徒呢，是指着一个学生要把他的老师把他代表出来。
Verse 33, the disciple is a student representing his teacher.
那时候做学生教书呢，都是一个老师自己教很多学生。
At that time, in the school of learning, it's only one teacher teaching many students.
比如说柏拉图啊、苏格拉底啊这样的人呢。
Just like Socrates and all those philosophers.
或者我们中国的孔子啊、孟子这样的人呢。
Confucius and Mencius.
他们有自己的门徒。
They have their own followers.
那这些的门徒呢，他的生活应当像他的老师。
Those followers, the way they live their life should be like.
如果这个学生啊，他生活出来的或者他所讲出来的教训跟老师不一样，这个对老师是个羞辱啊。
If a student think and acts differently from the teacher, it brought shame to the teacher.
比方说孔子的学生讲出来的道理跟老子的道理一样，那么这个对孔子是个羞辱。
If a follower of Confucius follow Lao Zi's,teaching, it will bring shame to Confucius.
所以那个门徒呢，需要像他的老师。
So the student has to be like his teacher.
或者我们中国人学这个书法啊，写字。
Or in Chinese calligraphy.
或者中国的武功。
Or Chinese exercise.
你是哪一派的？你做出来的功夫应该像你那一派呀。
Which school of training you are from?You should be like that school.
如果不像的话，那么这个对老师。
See me from your testimony.
无论你做的是什么。
No matter what you do.
你讲的是什么。
What you say.
你不做的是什么。
What you do not do.
你不讲的是什么。
What you do not say.
你做的不做的讲的不讲的都要把我表明出来。
All this will represent me.
如果你的生活不像我的样式。
If your life is not like mine.
不成我的见证了。
It will be not my testimony.
但是在这个世界，如果你要在生活中样样都把我代表出来，
If in your life you will manifest me in everything you do,
主耶稣说你需要撇下一切所有的，付上一切的代价。
Jesus said you have to give up everything you have and follow me.
不是容易的事情。
It's not easy at all.
生活中把主耶稣把它表明出来。
In our life to manifest our Lord Jesus.
有的时候别人不需要做的事情，我们基督徒需要做。
Sometimes other people do not have to do those things, but for Christians we have to do them.
有的时候别人可以做的事情，我们基督徒不能做。
Other people can do certain things, but Christians we cannot.
有的时候别人讲的话我们不能讲。
Or we cannot say those things people say.
不讲话有时候比讲话更难呢。
Not to talk is harder than speaking.
表明自己，发脾气。但那个时候如果不讲话，比讲话还难。
To express yourself, to get angry, it's more difficult to keep quiet.
但是不论讲或者不讲，做或者不做。
No matter talking or not talking, doing or not doing.
我们应该记得，我们基督徒的生命是主耶稣的一个见证人。
We should realize our Christian lifestyle is a testimony for our Lord Jesus.
如果我们要常记得，我的一举一动、一言一行，都在代表我们的主耶稣。
If we always remember what we say and how we act represent Jesus.
有很多时候我们讲话做事就不能不小心了。
A lot of time, then we'll be very careful in how we.
有时候我们需要付上一个代价。
We will pay our price.
按自己的本性，我们愿意做，我们愿意讲。
According to our basic nature, we like to say and do.
但是为主的缘故，我宁可不做，我宁可不讲。
For the sake of Christ, we will not talk, we will not say it or do it.
付上一个代价。
We have to pay the price.
成为主的见证。
To become a testimony for Jesus.
有的人也许说，你讲这个道理讲的，好像太难了。
People may say, the thing you are preaching, I'm preaching, are too hard to take in.
做基督徒需要这么麻烦呐？
It's so troublesome to be a Christian.
又要把感情放下。
You have to put down your emotion.
又要为主付代价。
You have to pay the price for.
又要用时间守望。
And you have to spend time.
又要去作战。
And you have to go out and fight for the
Lord. 又要生活中为主做见证。
And you have to give testimony for the Lord.
你说，我不要做这些事情，我就信耶稣，行不行啊？
You said, I do not want to do all these things. I just want to be a Christian. Is that possible?
我就信耶稣就够了。
I just want to be a Christian. Is that enough?
我不能改圣经哈。
We cannot change the Bible.
圣经说了，你信耶稣就得救。
Bible said, if you believe in Jesus, you will be saved.
你不需要付代价。
You do not have to pay the price.
你不需要追求。
You do not have to strive for it.
你不需要做见证。
You do not have to give testimony.
你不需要对付罪。
You do not have to deal with your sin.
只要你信耶稣，你就得救了。
If you believe in Jesus, you are saved.
盐本是好的。
Salt is good.
盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？
But if salt loses saltiness, how can it be salty anymore?
或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适。
It's not fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile.
只好丢在外边。
It is thrown out.
那盐呢？如果失掉了盐的味道
，salt when it loses saltiness,
是盐不是盐呢
？Is it salt?
在名字上还是盐。
By name, it's still salt.
不过是没有味道的盐。
But it's tasteless salt.
没有味道的盐，你用它做什么呢
？It is useless.
你不用它，你不能用它做菜了。
You cannot use it in cooking.
没有味道吗
？Because it's tasteless.
你不能用盐那个盐去防腐了。
You cannot use it to preserve.
这个没有味道吗
？Because it has no taste.
你不能用盐去，比方说做建筑的材料去盖房子。
You cannot use it to build.
那一经水一冲它就融了
Because they melt easily.
你也不能够把那个没有味道的盐拿去种田
And you cannot put it to plant it in the field.
你种田倒把庄稼都杀死了
You will kill all the vegetation.
没有味道的盐你用它来做什么呢
A salt that loses saltiness, what can you use it for?
没有任何的用处
No use whatsoever.
只好丢在外边
It can be only thrown out.
你就信了耶稣，你就是基督徒了。
You believe in Jesus, you are a Christian.
但是你不肯付代价。
But you are not willing to pay the price.
你不肯追求。
You are not willing to pursue.
你不肯对付。
You are not willing to deal with your sin.
你不肯为主做见证。
You are not willing to testify.
是基督徒不是基督徒啊
？Is this Christian or not?
是基督徒。
It is Christian.
但是主耶稣说，我能用你做什么呢
？But Jesus said, how can I use you?
我不能再用把你在教会里面使用
I cannot use you in the church.
因为你不追求没有长进在教会里你不能帮助人
Because you do not pursue your spiritual life, you cannot help other people.
我在世人中间不能用你
I cannot use you in the society.
因为你不能做见证吗
Because you cannot bear testimony for.
我能用你做什么呢
What can I use you for?
是基督徒
You are Christian indeed.
但是却是一个没有用处的基督徒
But it's a useless Christian.
主耶稣说我只能把你放在一边
Jesus said I can only put you aside.
一个盐如果没有味道只好丢在田里
Salt when it loses saltiness will be thrown out.
一个基督徒如果没有肯追求的心只能够被主放在一边
A Christian when you have no desire to grow Jesus will only put youaside
一个人如果要被主放在一边不用他这是一个多么可怜的生命
for the Lord to put the Christian aside it is a pitiful sin indeed
做门徒跟从主需要付代价
to be a follower a disciple of Jesus we have to pay the price
但是如果你不肯追求你不肯跟从主你照样需要付一个代价
But if you do not pursue this spiritual life if you do not I'm not willing to pay the price you still are paying some prices
就算你赚得全世界而失掉自己的生命有什么益处呢
It is when you earn the whole world and lose your own life what good is it?
你愿意主动在主面前付上这个代价来追求吗
Are you willing to come to the Lord and pay this price for him?
还是愿意被主放在一边，你必须也要付上一个代价。
Are you going to let Jesus put you aside and paying that kind of price?
再低头，我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父，爱我们的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，因为你把我们已经从罪恶里拯救出来，你要我们留在这个世界，不是单单叫我们在这里